For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by FIVO. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am excited. I'm always so excited when my friends who work in the industry get to come on the show, or just my friends, but my friends who work in the industry really don't often come on the show. So my friends who work on the industry get to come on the show, and we have the amazing, talented, beautiful, smart, and all around we're really big on intros here. Incredible Bridget Condon of the NFL Network. Bridget, welcome back. You have been on before.
Thank you so much for having me back. I was so excited when I got your text to join, because we've just been seeing so much of each other lately. So why not like turn it into a little business soiree?
I love it. I love a business soiree. And then later, let's talk about what we're doing this weekend, because we've been together every weekend. Let's do it. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. aside from taking pictures with your new camera, you guys, Bridget got a new camera, and I think it's worth discussing on this podcast.
Okay. Are we allowed to talk about this?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me just tell everybody, if you haven't heard of who Alex Earl is, which I don't know who your audience is, but I imagine some people are younger and might know, very famous TikToker. She is really good at influencing. And so she takes these photos and she's like, I swear to God, it's the camera. I don't even edit it. And I'm like, there's no way that one camera can be that good. Well, I did my research and I figured out that this camera really is that good. It's called the Canon G7X Mark III. But the issue is it's been sold out everywhere in the US for literally like 2 years. People have been trying to get this camera. You can get on lists and they'll email you that like it's available, but they go so quickly. So we have family in Japan, and I randomly was like, hey, if you guys see this camera in one of the stores in Japan, like let me know. Because I wasn't ready to get necessarily to get the camera, because it's an expensive camera. Like that's an investment. And I'm not someone who's like super frugal, but I was like, okay, this is like something I'll have to think about. I woke up one morning to a screenshot of the receipt. They had bought the camera. Like somewhere got lost in the translation that I was just curious if they existed there. Then I had the camera. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm paying for this camera now. But it's an investment. It finally got here from Japan yesterday. And let me just say, if you thought you were ugly, you're not. It's just that you don't have the Canon G7X. This camera makes everybody look gorgeous. So if you go to my Instagram and you're like, did she get work done? No, but I did get a new camera. And I can't say a bad thing about it.
Well, and a fun little side note of the story is Bridget sent me, we were at dinner talking about this. So she sent me the link to it on Best Buy. She's like, this is it, if you can ever find it. And when you sent it to me, it was like a Sunday night and it was certainly sold out. Then on Monday, for some reason, I clicked back on it because I was like, wait, this is the one. And it said available. And I was like, oh my God. So I bought it. And then Bridget looked 2 minutes later and it was not available. So I just got really lucky. It is shipped. I have not gotten it yet. I'm very excited. I also will tell you guys that Alex Earl is really good at influencing because the ring light that's clipped to my computer right now for this podcast is a ring light that Alex Earl used that I bought on TikTok. So she is killing
me. She knows what she's doing.
She does. She really does.
You know what? I'll listen to her.
I contoured my face makeup today with the brush that she influenced me to buy. So she's getting a lot of really good publicity on this podcast.
People are probably like, why are you talking about this? This has nothing to do with football. But Alex Earl does have something to do with football because obviously she's dating Braxton Berrios.
Yeah. So full circle.
Football.
You guys. Football. And speaking of football, because we'll get into it now. However, I've really enjoyed the first part of this podcast discussion. And I'm really hoping that our listeners did too. We are going to talk about football. I did a terrible job segueing that. But we are going to talk about football. The 49ers wrapped up minicamp this week. They are off for 40 days. That also means that someone talking gets a fair amount of time off, and she's really excited about it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But kind of some pretty big news out of minicamp this week. I'll start with Christian McCaffrey signs his extension. Very smart move for everybody involved. Actually creates more cap space for the 49ers the next couple of years. But he signs his extension. He hadn't been at OTAs. There were a lot of discussions. Is it because he's getting married and he's doing stuff with that, which may have been part of it? Is it because he wants a new deal? This was like the easiest, it feels like, most surprise deal ever. Bridget, please go ahead.
I was just going to add, your listeners are literally going to be like, never have this girl back on. Because I was going to add, did you see what, maybe it was because he was doing the voiceover for Olivia Culpo's
Get Yes, Ready. It was amazing. Yes, it was.
If you haven't seen that.
But yes, maybe that's why.
I think it might have been the contract. Maybe he had to maybe do a couple takes getting the voiceover correctly.
But it was very funny. Olivia Culpo, his fiance, did a Get Ready With Me TikTok, and he does the voiceover, and it's actually pretty amazing and really funny. And I hear him in my head when I'm doing my makeup, being like, I'm pounding the egg on my face. Like, I can hear him. I'm going to have to tell him that when we get back, that every time I do my makeup now, that's like all I hear, like egg on my face. So Christian McCaffrey is now a TikTok voiceover star and a star running back with an extended contract. So that's super exciting. Trent Williams was not there day one. His daughter was graduating. He was there day two. Everyone else was present and accounted for, except for one, Brandon Ayuk. And you guys, we've talked a lot about minicamp, a lot about OTAs on this podcast, and we've talked about position group battles and all of the things. I had Matt Mayoko on last week. And we talked about Brandon Ayuk, and I said at that point I had no doubt this was going to get done. And Matt Mayoko felt like maybe there was some doubt that this was a little bit different than Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa. I had Ian Rappaport on the other day who felt like it would probably get done. A deal is not imminent, but probably get done. I now have Tracy Sandler, me, talking. And I was so confident that this was going to happen, and I do still believe it will. But there is now a part of me that believes it won't. And he may just be playing this last year on his current contract and then seeing what happens. I don't know quite how to describe it. It feels different. And I don't know if it's because he didn't show up to mandatory minicamp, which Deebo and Nick Bosa did. And as Kyle Shanahan said the other day, some guys show up so they don't get fined, and then some guys don't and they get fined. And so it could be as simple as that, but there was something that I mentioned the other day on the pod that I'm going to reiterate, that when Deebo was at mandatory minicamp, things were ugly. There had been a trade request. He'd unfollowed the team. You know, the Instagram had been scrubbed, all of that. But when they were doing drills and the offense scored, his excitement level, like, you couldn't fake it. He's jumping. I mean, you're in a May minicamp and you're June minicamp, and he is jumping up and down and he's so excited. And I was like, everything's going to be fine. So I don't know if it's just that Brandon wasn't there, but, and it could be as simple as Kyle being right. Like, he just doesn't care if he gets fined. But this one, maybe it's different, Bridget.
Yeah, interesting. We talked a lot about this on The Insiders this week as well. And, you know, I know you've talked a lot about this on your show, but, you know, he's set to make about $14 million guaranteed, which when you look at the market right now for wide receivers, mm-hmm. we just saw how it's being reset, Justin Jefferson earlier this week, and like mm-hmm. the numbers that these guys are getting. But it's hard when you look at the 49ers. You're not just talking about Debo, but you're also talking about Christian. You're talking about George Kittle. They just have so many weapons on offense, which is amazing when you get late into the season and you can confuse these defenses, but it's tricky figuring out how do you pay these guys? How do you pay players who maybe on another team would be a number one who, mm-hmm. you know, necessarily isn't on a 49ers team. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, as you alluded to, was asked about, you know, why is this different when we talk about Nick Bosa, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, who have gone through contract negotiations, they all were at minicamp. And he kind of said, you know, whether a player comes or doesn't come doesn't necessarily impact him. He understands this is a business. And in yeah. 2 weeks or in 2 months, we could be forgetting this conversation even existed because it's a wash, right? They get the deal done and everyone's fine. He did post on his Instagram story yesterday that he was working out, you know, running sprints, mm-hmm. catching a ball with the caption OTA day 5. So I don't think there's a question of, is he taking this seriously? A lot of guys work out on their own with trainers and, you know, it's just as beneficial than being at a OTA or a mini camp, but we're entering a really interesting realm in this 49ers team, because again, like whenever you describe the 49ers or anybody describes them, you talk about the amount of weapons that they have and this insane offense that Kyle Shanahan has put together. But now, you know, our research team helped me with some of this info. Brandon Ayuk, Charvarius Ward, Deamador Lenore, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga all will be free agents after this season. Plus, you look at Brock Purdy, who most likely will be looking for a new deal, and Debo, who has no guaranteed money left after this season. There's a lot of moving parts. And so to your point, yeah, maybe they get a deal done with Brandon, but it could be a situation where do they allow him to play, you know, for this last season, kind of prove himself, even though he already has, of course. And mm-hmm. do they put a franchise tag on him? You know, like there's a yeah. lot of options that maybe we hadn't been talking about a couple weeks ago because we just all assumed, of course, this was going to get done.
Well, and I think with all those guys you talked about, it's interesting. The reason that I have felt so strongly through all of this that it is going to get done, and this could change, it's a business and things change and all the things, but my understanding is that the 49ers really see Brandon Ayuk as their true wide receiver one and their wide receiver one that's going to stay a long time. Mm-hmm. Some of the guys you mentioned, like Debo Samuel, for instance, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if yep. they either release him next year, he gets traded, something like that. Yep. I think Kittle will be another interesting one next offseason. What do they do there? Deamador Lenore and Charvarius Ward, chances of them being able to keep both of them are very, very slim. Talanoa Hufanga is coming off an ACL injury. Mm-hmm. Jair Brown did well in his absence. They've drafted Malik Mustafa. Like they've thought these things through. So it is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But I have always felt and kind of understood that that was their thought process. But we're going to have to see. And I guess the other thing is, if there was a year to replace Brandon Ayuk in the draft, this was it. And they didn't do it. And they didn't make the big trade to do it. And so if there was a year to have a really high price receiver at a low rookie price, this was it. And they didn't do it. So I still feel like this is going to get done. But you're right. They could tag him. The question is, will he play on the tag? I mean, there's also a lot of things that he could just hold out. I don't think he's going to hold out an entire season, but this becomes an interesting conversation also in terms of performance, because I have always been of the opinion that players should hold out. They should get everything that they should get, because this is a business, and one play and it could all be over. Different than 100%. Any other.
People forget that.
People, yes. And so I've always been such a believer in that. So I'd like to preface that before I come up with this next point, which is that both Debo Samuel and Nick Bosa have been very vocal in saying that their holdouts affected their seasons. I mean, Nick, by the second mm-hmm. half of this last season, was pretty much back to form. Debo was not himself that season after. In his own words, I don't remember exactly, but something along the lines of like, I suck. It was like something along, or I was trash, or something along those lines. So if you are Brandon Ayuk, how long do you hold out? How long do you Or do you say, you know what, I'm going to show up, I'm going to play on the tag, and I'm going to ball out this year. And then so if it's not them, it's somebody else going to get paid. There's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of things to consider. You're right. In a couple months, this may be a moot point. In 6 weeks, they may get this thing done. But it will be interesting to see. Now, they do have a lot of cap space at the moment. They have restructured, let go, renegotiated, and got themselves, I believe, over $30 million in cap space right now. But you also brought up Brock Purdy, who is going to get paid next year. He is going to get a huge contract. They've all been really vocal about that. Jed York said it to us at the owners' meetings. He told us, we had our Bay Area media scrum with him, and he said the market's been reset and Brock's going to get it. Like, there's no question about that. So there are a lot of decisions to be made, but this team this year is not as good without Brandon Ayuk and is not as good without Deebo Samuel. So they're going to have to figure something out.
And it's also kind of a domino effect. We've seen this with quarterbacks and we're starting to see it with wide receivers, right? Like once Justin Jefferson now got his deal, CeeDee Lamb still needs his deal. It was Waddle who recently got his deal a couple weeks ago. So it's like once one goes, they'll all go. So it might be a situation where, are they waiting to see, like, does his agent want that deal to get done first so that he can try and get more money than that? And, you know, it's one of those things where this is the time where they can take a minute. You know, he already missed minicamp. There's nothing, as you mentioned, 40 days. There's nothing happening between now and training camp. And so there's time to wait. If you already missed minicamp, there's nothing else holding you back, right? And another thing, I'm sure you've talked about it, I know you've talked about it, is the rookie wide receiver. I know you mentioned they didn't trade up to get one, but in talking with people around that organization, they've been incredibly impressed with him. Kyle Shanahan even saying to reporters that he has great hands. That's why you're not seeing a lot of drops. You know, you've been at practice seeing the connection with Brock Purdy and, you know, some other people telling me that they love his confidence and like he's a guy that keeps getting better and better. So I mean, you know, we've seen receivers go late in the draft that people don't expect to be good. Puka Nacua, for example, Cooper Kupp, even for example,
Ricky wasn't even late. Ricky's a first round pick. And I always felt like, and maybe it ends up being different, I always felt like Ricky was kind of drafted as Debo's replacement next year.
Yeah,
obviously, a guy who will contribute this year 100%. Your top four are going to be Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, who just got his contract, and Ricky Pearsall. But I kind of always felt like that was, he could be that. Maybe it's not Debo. I still think in my heart of hearts, they are going to figure out a way to get this done. I just think they will figure it out and they're not going to want to be a distraction. They're not going to want it to bleed into the season. I think Amon St. Oh my God, why am I
Amon Ra? Yeah,
thank you. His deal is probably his deal I think is a little bit more on the level of a Brandon Ayuk deal. I think will end up being a similar kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see. We got 40 days, and you know what? Really, the nice thing for all of us about it not getting done yet is that gives us 40 more days to talk about it, speculate, watch his Instagram story, what he posts, what he doesn't post, what he deletes, who he follows,
who's he following,
what emojis is he using? Like, really, it's gonna be.
I would prefer if they're gonna do it though, like either do it tomorrow or like the day before training camp. Like if you could please not do it on the 4th of July, the 3rd of July,
the 5th of July. That's not how they do things. That makes you feel better because that's not how to do things. Kittle, Warner were both done like right before training camp. No, this was a few years ago. So different times. Debo held out a few days of training camp and then he was there. It wasn't very long. Bosa obviously held out all of training camp and it was the 11th hour. I remember my colleague, Nick Wagner and I land in Pittsburgh on our way to the hotel, each of our own hotels. We were like sharing an Uber watching because we weren't there on Friday. Cause we got to Pittsburgh. We got to Pittsburgh Friday watching Nick's press conference on a computer, like on the computer in the Uber. Like it was very much the 11th hour, signing. I feel like Brandon Ayuk is going to be somewhere between Debo's timing and Nick's timing, maybe closer to Nick's. There's my hot take prediction.
Okay. You heard it here first on the Tracy Shandler Show.
Yeah, I think it's just like a take. I think it's not even that. It's not like that hot. I mean, think it's like lukewarm. It's like just a take. I think that's prediction. My feeling. I don't think it'll be right away, but we will get 40 days of all of the fun social media stuff, which at least give people something to talk about because there is going to be a nice break. I want to go back to Charvarius Ward and Diameter Lenore really quick, though, because it was interesting. Kyle Shanahan was asked this week about the two of them. And he said, you know, he said, we want all our free agents to stay, which I don't think is true, but we want all our potential free agents to stay. But Diameter Lenore and Charvarius Ward, not that he's lying, he is always very honest with us. But he said those two are guys that are very much on our radar. And those are guys I think that they would love to try to be able to extend sooner rather than later. I think the chances of them being able to extend both of them are going to be slim, especially if both of them have seasons. If they don't get it done early, which I don't know that they can, because I also feel like both of them are going to bet on themselves, and I get that. But if both of them have seasons like they've had, like, it's going to be very tough to keep both of them. Yeah. Charvarius Ward said he would like to stay, but he knows it's a business, and I think that's just kind of the reality of it always. It is a business. And
so, Tracy, I'll turn things around on your show because I'd rather hear your answer. Is this the year they must win the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. They can, and they
because
don't
love the contracts because of, you know what?
Because of all this, I think because of the contracts, because of all this, they have this nucleus of guys together. And, you know, I'll go back to something Kyle Juszczyk said last training camp when he was asked this question. And he said, well, I mean, I don't know about windows. Like when we drafted Elijah Mitchell in the sixth round, I don't know that we knew he was going to be what he was going to be. When we drafted Diameter Lenore in the fifth round, I don't know that we knew he was going to be what he's going to be. So the thing, and certainly Brock, they didn't know he was going to be what he was going to be. So the things with windows is you never know, and different windows can open. But with this group, and there's a piece that we have not talked about that I think is the nucleus that holds all of this together, and that is Trent Williams. And how much longer can Trent Williams play? How much longer can he play at the level he's been playing at? I mean, I think that's the thing. People get talk about the O-line, and just, I'm like, there's only one issue on the O-line that's really of concern, and that's if Trent Williams gets hurt. The rest of it, they've figured it out. And so the 49ers don't have the O-line hate for their O-line that like the public likes to say. At the end of the day, they figured it out. They got it done. I think I talked about this with Ian the other day. Like, Chris Jones is Chris Jones. And so, like, he does what he's going to do in a Super Bowl, and that's why he's Chris Jones. It's not because the 49ers had a terrible O-line. Okay, so maybe – I just think that's something to keep in mind. I'm not saying that things couldn't have been better and that people couldn't have played better in that Super Bowl, but, like, Chris Jones is Chris Jones. But I think the big thing, the nucleus that holds all this together in a lot of ways, especially for the season, is Trent Williams, and how much longer can he play and play at this level. So – to me, that's kind of one of the biggest things. But then, yes, how much longer is Kyle Juszczyk going to play? George Kittle is turning 30, and like in which is really young in real life, but in football years is not. And he's been playing a long time, and he plays very physical. His contract's coming up. I mean, there's a lot of things. There are a lot of things here to keep in mind. So, yes, I think this is the season. And because let's assume there are no trades, how long are you going to have Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, and Brandon Ayuk on the same football team?
Right.
This, like, to have, it's what a luxury to have Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey on the same team. It's an incredible luxury.
How fun has it been?
So fun. And for Kyle Shanahan, it's like, gotta be like the biggest dream come true. So now you add in Ricky Pearsall. I do think there are a lot of things he can do. I think this new kickoff rule for the 49ers is going to end up being kind a little bit of a game changer, because they have the personnel to really take advantage of this new rule. I do think, yes, this is the year. I don't think anyone's getting fired if they lose, but yes, this is their year.
Yeah.
That they have to win it.
I agree with everything you just said.
That's why I have you on.
Yeah. I'm not here to stir up controversy. You know, this isn't one of those talk shows where we fight. I'm like, maybe that's why we're here. People probably want me to argue. No, Tracy. I'm like, yeah.
You're like, I'm not on a I would actually love to hear someone being like, no, they don't gotta win the Super Bowl this year. Whatever. There's another season coming right after. I don't feel like anyone feels that way.
Imagine like being on the show with Stephen A and being like, yeah, I agree.
He'd be like,
oh, he'd be like, get her off.
Yeah, like, this is not, we don't look for this at all. But I do think I also think that is a topic that pretty much everyone in the NFL world could agree with, that like they got to win it this year.
Yeah.
And you look at the last several years, and this is not, I'm not, I am not on this like Kyle Shanahan can win the big one train. Like Kyle Shanahan can't, do you know how many big ones he's gotten to get to the big ones? Like he can win big games. It's just really hard to win Super Bowls and NFC championships, but
especially with Patrick Mahomes, like
especially with Patrick Mahomes, 100%. That would be helpful too for them if someone else could beat the Chiefs before the 49ers.
What would you like about if it was against the Ravens?
Oh, it would be a great Super Bowl.
Everyone thought it would be this year.
That's what I thought it was going to be this year, but then I forgot about Patrick Mahomes. I think that would be a great Super Bowl. I think the Bengals could potentially be a great Super Bowl.
Joe Burrow's healthy again.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of potential there.
How about Jim Harbaugh's Chargers, Tracy?
Okay, first of all, you said the magic words, and I love him so very much, as everybody knows. And that's why my voice goes into like a totally different thing when I talk about my man Jim Harbaugh. And though I think my man Jim Harbaugh will turn the Chargers around and they will go to the playoffs this year, I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Okay. Well.
And as a new lifelong Chargers fan, breaks my heart. Just like as a new lifelong Vikings fan, breaks my heart that they too are probably not going to go to the Super Bowl this year. However, we talked about these AFC teams. The Niners are going to have some competition. I still think they're the best team. The Eagles got better. The Lions got better. Minnesota is a good team. I mean, they're going to be people to look out for. I think the Lions actually got a lot better. The Packers. I mean, it's not going to be an easy road to New Orleans for San Francisco. So we'll see. I mean, we have months until they actually play football and months until we get to the playoffs. But it's not going to be an easy road by any means. And it wasn't an easy road for them last year. Now, I think they went out and made changes. They made personnel changes in the areas that made the roads difficult. They changed their defensive coordinator. They had Brandon Staley there now too, but I don't know. We'll see. But to answer your previous question, yes, they got to win the Super Bowl this year. This is their year to win it. Or they'll come back and play the year after that, but I don't think they'll win it.
Or they'll find a way to sign every single person back to the roster, and then they will really have to win it.
It is funny. Jed York mentioned this to us at owners meetings, and it's so true. Like he says, when his uncle, you know, owned the team and ran the team, and Eddie DeBartolo, like it was a different time. You could have everybody. There was no cap. Like you just, who wants to play here? I'll pay you. Okay, great. Like it's like baseball. You know, it was different.
Have one season or like one fourth of the season where there's no cap. You just have like all star teams.
That would be amazing. It could be called the no cap season, and it would have to be an emoji form, like in tech.
No, I love that.
The no cap. I don't hate it.
Season. That's what they should have done in 2020, like to raise viewership. Forget about the end zone cameras. You should have had a no cap season
with the no cap emoji.
Next pandemic, we have the idea.
We do. If we are not here, we should write it down. So in case it's like hundreds of years from now and we're not
in a time capsule, open this in your next pandemic. No cap season. They're going to be like, what are you talking about? Football. We have AI. AI football. No cap.
They're
not real.
They're not real. We don't have to pay anybody. It's amazing. They keep winning every year. So we've talked about the 40 days. And so before we head out, I want to talk a little bit about what this 40 days is kind of like for us. So people always ask me, I'm sure they ask you too, in like after the Super Bowl, what are you going to do for the off season? And I'm like, well, in 2 weeks, I'm going to the combine, and then free agency starts. Then I have owners meetings, and then the draft, and then rookie minicamp, and then OTAs and minicamp. So there's little breaks, and sometimes it's later, but there's no true off season until now. And so I just, as an NFL reporter, I know I'm going on vacation, very excited about it. I'm going to actually really unplug for a few weeks where like I really just don't do any work. It's the best, especially because in our business, there are 6 months out of the year. We are working 7 days a week. There's no such thing as a day off.
And not 8 hours. It's like,
no,
you're checking your email because things are happening after 5 o'clock.
100%. Even I always try on Fridays, we do the Friday Five. And I finish that and it goes live at 4. And I try at that point to give myself a day and a half off. But that's not really a thing because on Saturday, inevitably, the 49ers make some roster move for Sunday's game. If they're playing Monday night, then they're practicing on Saturday. So Sunday's, you know, there's never really a thing. So we get to really unplug during this time. So, Bridget, what are you going to do in your 40 days?
So I'm in the studio actually next week because there are still some mini camps next week. You're lucky that the Niners were this week, mm-hmm. but I think there's 22 teams actually.
Like, yeah, there are a lot, including
Tuesday.
Including
the Chargers and the Rams. So I'll be doing that stuff next week. And then for the 4th of July, my husband and I are going back to visit his family on the East Coast, which is great. I love going to the beach on the East Coast for the 4th of July, seeing some fireworks, going around the boardwalk, just doing all those kind of things. But it's the perfect time. Like, so my 1-year wedding anniversary is coming up in July. That's what a lot of people do. Get married during these 40 days, go on your honeymoon, because it's, like you said, the only time where you can actually unplug. But I will say, so 2 years ago, actually, I got engaged on the 4th of July. And when I posted about it, it was like a couple days later. And obviously nothing was going on. And so I was getting all this attention, like soaking it up as one should when they get engaged.
Perfect.
And then a couple hours later, a massive trade happened. Why am I blanking on who it was right now?
It was a massive trade.
Oh my God, what happened?
It was like a massive trade. You're right. I can't
hold on.
I feel like, was it a wide receiver? No.
No, maybe. Sorry. Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Went to the Panthers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right? Wasn't that like July 7th or something? Now I need to make sure that it was him. Okay. But I'm pretty sure it was. Also, and I was like, okay.
Baker Mayfield, you're welcome for us calling that move massive.
Okay, yeah. The Browns and Panthers agree to a trade that sends Mayfield to Carolina.
Oh, yes, because they were signing, because they signed Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield was not happy about it. The whole thing.
I mean, it doesn't matter about the facts. All that matters is like my thunder was taken away. So
that is actually all that matters in any of this. And you know what? I think Baker Mayfield owes you an apology. I don't want to go.
I think he does too.
Should I tag him in the tweet about this one?
Literally, Baker Mayfield. I'm just so curious what your listeners are going to say about this one.
I think they're going to love
it though.
They know me. They're used to me talking about Michigan. They're talking about the Dodgers. They talk about all kinds of things. Like, they know me. My listeners are here for a reason.
Okay,
they love it. Right. The listeners, the viewers on YouTube. It's going to be fun.
They're real ones.
They are real ones. I'm going to London in the south of France. I'm going to be in the south of France over 4th of July.
Bougie. Like, the south of France?
Excited. I've never been to the south of France. I'm so excited. I can't tell you. I can tell you. I'm so excited. And so that is what I am doing. So there you go. But
that's so fun.
We'll see what happens in the next 40 days. They'll go by fast. It always does.
How will you feel if you're on the south of France, lounging by the pool with an Aperol spritz in your hand, if that's your vibe, and the BA deal gets done?
You're like, really?
Are you going to go live from the pool in the south of France?
I'll go live from the pool. Bonjour. Bonjour. I don't know how to say Brandon Ayuk in French, but bonjour, Brandon Ayuk. And I'm toasting you with an Aperol spritz. Wee-wee, Brandon. Wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
Toasting you with an Aperol spritz. But I feel like that's probably not going to happen. But only, and it's because it is July 4th week, but you never know. You just never know. But I feel like it's not going to happen. But if it does, I will toast him. I'll go live. And I just think that's not going to happen. And I really hope they get that deal done when I'm not in the south of France.
Do you think there are Niner fans in France?
Yes, I do actually think there are Niner fans in France. The Niners have fans. They travel very well, we know, within the country. When we were in Mexico City, it was like incredible how many 49ers fans are there. But yes, I think there are Niner fans in France because they were so good for so long, and because Joe Montana was such a big deal and Jerry Rice, I think you have people who became Niner fans. You probably had a lot of expats that were Niner fans, and then generationally. So yes, I do. We'll see if I find one. Except I will not be. I will be trying to be undercover. So nonetheless, if I find one, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
I actually think there's a Twitter account called 49ers France now that I'm thinking about it. And I think they follow me. I think so.
Okay. So maybe if the deal does get done, you can just like go to your local bar and have some Niner fans on the pod, some French Niner fans, and their reaction to the deal.
That sounds like a great idea. Into it, except I'm not going to do that. But maybe I'll ask people while I'm out. So yeah, there's that. But here's to a great summer, and here's to the Brandon Ayuk getting done either before or after I'm in the South of France.
Here's to you guys for making it through this pod.
Cheers, you guys. I think they've loved this pod. Guys, tell us what you think on the Twitters. Bridget, please let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me right here on the update desk or on social media at Bridget Condon TV, I believe is my Instagram. Twitter at Bridget Condon _. I've been trying to get the at Bridget Condon. Some girl created it in like 2010, has never really had a tweet since then. But so for then, I'm Bridget Condon _.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll be a goal for you in the next 40 days. You guys,
you can put it on my vision board.
Put it on your vision board. You can find me on Twitter at TracyFGSN, on Instagram and TikTok at Tracy Sandler. We are brought to you by FIVO. We are brought to you by Bet Online. If you like what you heard, and I know that you guys really did, make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And with that, I will talk to everybody next time. Bye, all.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.